You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 15, Brother Louie by Stories. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today, we're taking a look at Story's Brother Louie, a song about interracial love and racism that became an even bigger hit in the U.S. after it was covered by an American group. We'll listen to both versions of the song in just a moment, but first, let's look at the two artists who released it, Hot Chocolate and Stories. The band Hot Chocolate formed in London in 1970 as an interracial funk and soul group. Errol Brown sang lead vocals and was backed by Harvey Hinsley on guitar, Larry Ferguson on keyboards, Tony Wilson on bass, Tony Connor on drums, and Pat Olive on the conga. They're perhaps best known for the hit single You Sexy Thing, which came out in 1975. 2 years before that, however, they released the track Brother Louie. The song told the tale of a black girl, her white boyfriend, and his racist parents. The song only made it to number 7 on the UK charts and didn't even crack the US charts. Stories was formed in 1972 in New York City by Michael Brown, who previously had formed the 60s band Left Bank. Left Bank had hits in the 60s with Pretty Ballerina and the classic Walk Away Renee. Brown formed his new band, Stories, with lead singer Ian Lloyd, Steve Lowe on guitar, and Brian Mady on drums. Following a lukewarm reception for their self-titled debut, Michael Brown left the band, and the rest of the band brought on Kenny Aronson on bass and Ken Bichel on keyboards for their second album, entitled About Us. After the initial pressing of the album was complete, the band found the song Brother Louie and recorded a hit cover version of it. The band's label, Kama Sutra, inserted 45 RPM singles into the already pressed and printed album sleeves and later added it to the second pressing of the album. And the song made it to number 1 on the charts on August 25th, 1973, where it stayed for 2 weeks. What's interesting about the original version of the song is that it adds some spoken dialogue to the instrumental bridges of the track to help illustrate the racism shown by the parents of the couple. Let's first listen to the cover version released by Stories in 1973. As I mentioned earlier, the song tells the story of an interracial couple, a black girl whose name is never revealed in the song's lyrics, and her white boyfriend named Louie. The song certainly borrows from the Richard Berry classic, Louie Louie, if in no other way than the phrasing, Louie Louie, in the song's chorus. Let's listen now to the original by Hot Chocolate and the two pieces of dialogue that were part of the original version of the song. You notice that the racist terms used, honky and spook, were controversial for the 1970s, the latter of which is still considered racist today.
All right, what's all this about?
I love a man.
Oh, yeah? I don't want no honky in my family. You dig? No honky in my family.
See what I mean?
And now the next piece of dialogue.
What's going on then?
Well, we're in love.
Now listen, let me tell you. I don't want no spook in my family. Get it? No spook in my family.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.